Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears on all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-do and mend solutions and ideas.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, back to work we go. We're 33 minutes after the top of the hour. Time for our project of the week. Joining us is Jim Parker. He is with Awesome. You've heard Jim on the show before. And Jim, welcome again to At Home with Gary Sullivan. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing great. Anything new at Awesome?
Oh, we've got all kinds of new things at Awesome. Come on now. That's why it's awesome, Gary.
It is awesome. It is awesome. I guess let's start with the beginning, I guess, and that is we've all learned from having you on as a guest and talking about biofilm, and that's in enclosed plumbing systems like around a bathtub or something like that, and this film grows in dishwashers and wash machines. It starts smelling. It's unhealthy. And from what I, you know, bleach, a lot of people think that takes care of it, but this is slimy stuff and bleach doesn't, but Awesome does.
Yeah, bleach, unfortunately, is a fantastic sanitizer for what we call free-floating planktonic. So bacteria that is just out there floating around, bleach is a great sanitizer. The problem lies, once you have that odor, that's no longer free-floating. That is actually what's called the biofilm matrix that's built up in the plumbing system. Mm-hmm. And so bleach, basically what it'll do is slide right over the top of it, and all that bacteria basically looks up and laughs at it as it goes by. Ha ha, yeah. You can't do anything to me. Yeah. So what Awesome does, it goes into the plumbing system, penetrates that outer epidural layer, and then the water pressure forces that out into the main part of the machine, and then it flushes it down the drain. So now you're not going to get a pretty smelling washer or dishwasher. It's not going to smell like, you know, lemons or flowers. It's just going to smell clean.
Right, right, right.
And that's kind of the key. And it's not just smelling clean. Here's the key. It's actually going to be clean, which then now when you go to wash your clothes or wash your dishes, everything is going to be just a little bit healthier for you.
And that's kind of how we connected. I started having a problem with a wash machine that just had an odor. And I got, you know, and talked to a lot of people, and, you know, the front loaders have their problems. Well, this was not an old. It was about 6 years old, and it was an inexpensive top-loading wash machine. And it's like, I'm not really finding too much about odors. And then I ran across your product. I just ordered it and started playing with it. And then I think I got in contact with you, and somebody says, now don't be surprised the amount of gunk you're going to flush out of that system, because you're going to think we took you down the wrong road, because you're going to have more smells and more gunk. And once you clean that drum out and then run clear through it, your problem's gone. And boy, that was the truth.
It is. And I remember that. I remember when it was all going on.
Yeah.
And when we first made contact. And that brings up a very valid point with dishwashers and washing machines. And this is a very common question that I get. And a lot of your listeners will call me during the week or email me, and they'll say, hey, I ran Awesome through it once, and I could tell something happened, but now the washer smells worse, or not much of a change occurred. Sometimes just like you have to tell a kid twice to do something, right. You have to do it a second time to actually get that release. There's some washing machines and dishwashers out there that are far older than 6 years old.
Right.
They might need two or three or four cleanings in a row to actually penetrate everything and get it all out. And it's a very common thing, very common question. But yeah, when you do it the first time, you're going to get that release, and it's going to smell. Well, as you know, it smells pretty bad.
Yeah, it is kind of scary. We're putting our clothes in to get them clean, and when in fact there's a lot of bacteria in there.
There is, and you know, when we first went to the drawing board on that product, I learned a lot about washing machines. And one of the things that I learned about washing machines is that they really don't clean clothes. That's not their designed purpose. Their designed purpose is to remove dirt and grime from clothes. Laundry detergent has no sanitary benefits whatever to actually sanitizing a clothing.
Right.
So
that's interesting.
All of that dirt, grime, the skin cells, all of that comes into the system and then just hangs out and has a party. So that's why you need our product when they're new. That not only that, you think about it this way too. You think about your shower. One of the other uses that we have for our awesome products is shower drains. Think of all the crud that comes off our bodies when we jump into a shower.
Right.
All of that just hides out there in the plumbing too. So it's a fantastic flush to get rid of the bio contaminants. Now it's not going to, awesome is not going to dislodge hair like a Drano does.
Right.
It doesn't eat through that. But if it's a biocontaminant, it is going to work on getting rid of all of that. So I know a lot of customers, thousands in fact, will call me and say, my shower smells. That's the same thing with you. It's the same exact process. It's the same entity that's hiding out in that plumbing underneath your shower, underneath your sinks, your garbage disposal. And then it leads right into your there's millions and millions and millions of the jetted bathtubs in our master bathrooms and our houses all over the country.
Yep.
Those are the same way. And then, you know, moving up to hot tubs and pools, but jetted bathtubs are the same animal with that closed loop plumbing system. There's no chlorine in a jetted bathtub in your bathroom. And so all of the stuff that comes off our bodies goes into that plumbing system.
Right.
That's why your jetted bathtub smells really bad too.
So that brings up a pretty good question, Jim, and that is, especially on hot tubs and those jetted bathtubs, if this biofilm is in the closed plumbing system and we're bathing in it and, you know, we're sitting in it when maybe the tub's being filled, I mean, can that make you sick? Is that dangerous? I mean, I don't know. Seems like it would.
Unfortunately, it can make you sick. There are a lot of nasty, nasty bacteria out there. And you can, a simple Google search will pull up loads and loads of data. One of the biggest, especially with hot tubs, one of the biggest problems that there is out there, it's called Legionella. It's called Legionnaire's disease.
Right.
It goes into your lungs, and people die from this. There's also MRSA, staph infections that you can get from jetted bathtubs and hot tubs. But in addition to all of that, it's just easier to maintain your water when you have nothing that's trying to eradicate your chlorine or your bromine, you know, speaking of a hot tub per se. Mm-hmm. But a lot of new hot tub owners, they have problems with maintaining their sanitizer, their chlorine or their bromine. They put it in, the next day it's gone. And if any of your listeners are gosh, that happens to me, or the water gets cloudy, or they get this foam that builds up onto their water. And this happens in jetted bathtubs as well. So it's kind of it's ubiquitous, and it's the same type of problems. The only difference is that we drain our water in a jetted tub every time we're done using it.
Right.
Whereas with a hot tub, we don't. But all of these problems occur. So one of the most important things, and for any listeners who are listening out there right now, one of the most important things that you can do with a hot tub or a jetted bathtub is purge the plumbing. It's like going to the dentist. I brush my teeth every day. That's just like putting chemicals into your tub on a daily basis. I put my chlorine in, my regular chemicals, but yet I have to go to the dentist every 6 months. Well, it's the same thing here with Awesome. You do everything you normally do, but then every 6 months you want to go in there and do a deep clean. So my recommendations are to customers. If you have a new hot tub, purge it before you get into it. Clean all that nasty stuff out, because those hot tubs when they get delivered to your backyard, they are already infested with bacteria. Don't let anybody tell you that they're not. They're already infested. Good time now to go and purge it and clean it. Your jetted bathtub, as it builds, or even a brand new jetted bathtub, it's going to, once there's water introduced, that right. water now starts producing bacteria because there's nothing in there to kill the bacteria. And so it's a crazy system.
So when I talked about using the awesome product in the wash machine, if you have a jetted bathtub and you use the awesome product in there, like I found in my wash machine, all this black little slimy, you know, small pieces, and the odor was stronger. Mm-hmm. What is it that, if you use the awesome in a jetted bathtub, what's that like? I mean, do you, when you flush that stuff out, is there a lot of it in there?
There is, and it's very, very visible. It looks, I want you to envision a swamp from the Everglades or somewhere in Louisiana with that nice greenish, brown, brackish water. Mm-hmm. That's what your jetted tub is going to look like when you're done using awesome.
Wow.
All of that gunk that was in the plumbing system gets pushed out into the water. Oftentimes it coalesces along the shell of the tub. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to wipe that gunk down before it dries and it hardens, because it's a biofilm is a saccharide. So kind of just like maple syrup on a kitchen counter that you leave for a day.
Right.
It'll harden, becomes harder to take off. Well, it's the same thing with biofilm. It's important to wipe that up as the process completes. But, yeah, to answer your question,
Yeah. Absolutely.
When you introduce awesome to that water, within seconds, it's going to start pulling everything out, and you're going to see that black, the brown, greens, oranges, reds, yellows. You're going to see all kinds of colors, and that's just the bacteria.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. I mean, it's in the wash machine where we're putting our clothes, in the dishwasher where we're putting our dishes, in the tubs where we're putting our bodies. Mm-hmm. Cleaning that parts out that you can't see seems imperative. How often would you do this? Would this, you know, if you didn't, oh, I don't have that problem, would you still do it every 6 months, every 3 months, every month? How often would you do it?
Right. So with a jetted bathtub, let me just cut through all the, you know what, right now, you have that problem. You might not realize you have that problem, but you have that problem.
Okay.
I would recommend once you get your initial cleaning done, which now your initial cleaning could take 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 purges to get everything out. Jetted tubs are extremely dirty. But once you get that all cleaned out, I personally do mine every 4 to 6 weeks.
Wow.
Whether the tub gets used or not used, every 4 to 6 weeks is when I purge my jetted tub. With a hot tub, not quite the same, because you don't want to be draining 300-400 gallons of water every 4 to 6 weeks. That defeats the purpose of your hot tub.
Right.
So with a hot tub, we recommend that either every 6 months you run the purge through there and then drain it, or every time you feel that you want to drain your tub, if you are a person who drains their tub every 3 months, go ahead and run the purge every 3 months. If you're going to drain it, might as well clean it. If you're going to waste the water and refill it, let's go ahead and do a deep cleaning on it.
Mm-hmm.
So jetted tubs on a monthly 4 to 6 week basis. It's the same thing with the dishwashers, washing machines, every 4 to 6 weeks. And then hot tubs, we recommend every 6 months or whenever you decide to drain your tub.
I know you got products for pools too. Where do people find all the awesome products? And it's one of the things that always surprised me is you don't need much of this product.
You don't.
Where do we find awesome?
So you can find awesome. We always will recommend that you try to find a local dealer near you. Now, if you go to our website at www.awesome.com, which is AHHSOME.com, up on the very top of the menu bar, there's a find a dealer near me, and you put in your zip code, and that's a great start. Now, here's where it becomes a tish more complicated. Not every dealer, not every one of our retailers sells specifically the washing machine and the dishwasher products. So the vast majority of the listeners that are listening right now or on the podcast are more than likely going to have to go to our website to get it, or they're going to have to go to Amazon.com or Walmart to get it. Now, all three of, so on Amazon and our website, Specifically, we offer free shipping, so you're just paying the cost of the product. We don't charge any handling or shipping fees, and you'll get it in 2 days. So that's probably the easiest way to do it.
Okay.
But if you're looking for the hot tub products, I do recommend, you know, try to find a local dealer. Support the local community where you're at if you can find it. And if you don't have a dealer near you, certainly go to Amazon or go to our website, and we'll get it out to you, no problem at all.
Well, it sounds to me this ought to be packaged with every jetted tub and every spa in America, right?
It should be. And yeah. we do have one quite large hot tub company out there that does package awesome with every single hot tub that they sell nationwide, worldwide, actually.
Great.
And they generally only sell in the United States and Canada, but, you know, I guess you can call that international. But we are working on, you know, it's an education thing. You know,
sure.
Unfortunately, some customers, they walk into their hot tub store, and the hot tub stores don't actually, not all of them will tell them about this problem. So they
right.
don't have any idea that this problem exists.
Right.
So now the only way they find out about it is when they're, you know, 4 to 6 weeks into owning their hot tub, and they're pulling their hair out because this has become so complicated. Mm-hmm. It's really not complicated. The number one thing that's causing all of the problems is bacteria in the plumbing system. And if you solve that problem, everything else just falls into place. So yeah, Amazon is a great resource. Everybody uses Amazon these days. Walmart's another great resource, our website, and then your local retailers if they carry it. I know in Ohio specifically, we do have several retailers that carry the dishwasher and the hot tub product in the Cincinnati area.
Okay. Cool.
So that would be an option there. But for the most part, for especially the dishwasher wash machine product, those are going to have to be bought online.
Well, Jim, as always, it's been a pleasure to talk to you again. It's awesome. AHHSOME.com. Appreciate it, my friend.
Yes, sir. Have a fantastic winter.
You do the same. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, let's take a break. Come back and get your questions answered at 800-823-8255 at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Gutter Brush is the gutter guard I have in my gutters and have recommended for years. Just fill your gutter with simple brushes to block leaves while water flows through it. Couldn't be any easier. Here's a special offer for my listeners. Get 25% off and free shipping with discount code Gary at gutterbrush.com. Most homes can be protected for just $200 or $300. Visit gutterbrush.com or call 888-397-9433. Save 25% off for a limited time with code Gary, gutterbrush.com.
Well, I love innovative products, and White Lightning Season Seal is one that's great for stopping cold air drafts and reducing heating bills during the fall and winter. White Lightning Season Seal is a removable weather stripping seal that provides clear, weather-tight, temporary seal around interior and exterior areas where drafts occur. It insulates against cold air drafts when it's cold outside and is very easily removed in the spring with just your fingers. Check out the White Lightning Season Seal how-to video at WLCalk.com, available at Menards.
Ventilation is especially important right now when we're closed up in our homes breathing stagnant recycled air all winter. Breathing trapped, dirty air causes health issues, allergies, asthma, respiratory infections, and chronic coughs. So take charge of your indoor air quality with an Easy Breathe ventilation system. Easy Breathe provides air exchanges for a safe and healthy home, sending damp, dirty air to the outside, replacing with cleaner, drier air. Let Easy Breathe fix your indoor air for good like it did at my home. Call 866-822-7328. EasyBreathe.com.
Hey, Gary Sullivan here for Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup, where first-year service technicians without prior experience earn great pay with excellent benefits. Roto-Rooter will train you on the job, and as you gain skills, you'll make even more money. Now, these are good family-supporting jobs that don't require a college degree or the student loan debt that comes with it. Learn more about high-paying, life-changing jobs in the plumbing trade at rotorooter.com/careers.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.